Are Egypt's elections a lose-lose for Christians? Church leaders receive training in China, and Bright Hope has an opportunity to reach a seventh of the world's population. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News. We're a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Talk of democracy and change has surrounded Egypt's elections this week, but how are Christians feeling about it? Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says,
"It's certainly not an optimistic time for most of the Christians in the country."
Some say Tuesday's election results will be a lose-lose for believers. If a Muslim with extreme views is elected, restrictions will grow. If a supporter of the former president wins, many will be upset and believers could be targeted. Yet despite these odds,
our hope is not in politics. Our hope is in the prayers of God's people around the world for the Christian church in Egypt, and that the preservation of the church would be seen as a powerful witness to the reality of Jesus Christ.
Three denominations are hosting an overnight prayer meeting next week in Egypt. Whatever's going to happen, they've learned to persevere.
The pressures that they have faced have only served to unite the church in its commitment to being the body of Christ in that place.
Pray with them. Next, a 90-year-old mother and her 60-year-old son jumped to their deaths yesterday in Athens, Greece. The economic crisis has gotten so bad that the son could no longer afford to even buy food for the two. In desperation, the two killed themselves. Suicides are on the rise in Greece as people lose hope for survival. An Operation Mobilization team has started handing out food to people. It's to prevent desperate measures, but also to share the hope of Christ. Pray for their efforts. You're listening to Mission Network News. Did you know in Haiti, only 3 out of 500 kids make it through 5th grade? But earlier this month, 48 Haitian students didn't just graduate from high school or college. The first graduation ceremony was held for Baptist Haiti Mission's fully accredited Master of Education program. Rob Baker with Baptist Haiti says,
"It was certainly a very high excitement level for the graduates and the families of the graduates."
Baptist Haiti started a master's program 6 years ago in Christian education and hope to add a master's of theological studies program next year.
"We have been interested in helping to improve the quality of education in Haiti, and that's what got us started in the Master of Education program."
The program's grounded in the truth of Christ, and it's affecting the students.
"As they started seeing some of the biblical principles and foundations for what they do in education, it really started to transform their thinking and their approach to education."
You can read the full story at our website. Next, the growth of the church in China continues at a rapid pace. Unfortunately, the number of trained Christian leaders isn't keeping pace. President of China Partner Eric Berkland, speaking from China, says they've helped at seminaries over the years. Now they're helping churches that have started Bible training centers of their own.
"These Bible training centers are run by local pastors. For those individuals who come from the rural countryside who would not have the finances to go to a regular Bible school or a seminary,
these pastors have regular jobs during the week and pastor on the weekends. This training is getting the help into areas where it's needed most.
They are in the countryside, they are in the small villages all across China, and many of them are, you know, undereducated. They have a strong desire to want to grow in their knowledge of the Word of God. And so they're just drinking in any kind of training that they can get their hands on."
Support China Partners' work generously through a link at our website. And almost 1 billion people around the world live on less than a dollar a day. Global recession has grown that number by 74 million in 2 years. But for 4 decades, Bright Hope International has been the hands and feet of Christ to people who live below the severe poverty line. Now you have an opportunity to be a Bright Hope official member by giving food, medicine, Bibles, scholarships, and more monthly, all through the local church. Our website will show you how. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name June 1st, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to those who desperately need them. Activate your name now. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.